Heard one called a Piney Woods Rooter.
What?
A Piney Woods Rooter.
A Piney Woods Rooter.
I think you have it.
Oh, Jesus, Piney Woods Rooter. I saw four Piney Woods Rooters yesterday.
Got the hell out of the way.
Rooter tooter, rooter tooter. I'm a Piney Woods Rooter tooter.
A minute ago when I was asking you about a bear, said he'd been altered. What would you say he's been done to him? He's been...
castrated.
Okay, any other term?
Clipped.
Castrated.
Clipped.
Clipped.
Altered,
what?
Nothing.
What
did
you
say? Oh, no. No way.
Or is it something made up?
Deballed, maybe?
Okay. What about D-Nut? You haven't heard that?
Well, you don't know how close you came to being razor blades at the end of life, didn't you? Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah, I guess so.
Would you say the same thing about if this was being done to a horse or a calf or tomcat?
Mm-hmm.
Use the same.
Altered.
For what?
Neutered. That's what the word is. Neuter them.
For all these animals?
Yeah, you could do that. That's mostly a cat, though. You neuter cats.
Okay. What about the very gentle sound made by a cat? Well, I don't know if it'd be so gentle, but just the sound that a calf makes when it's being weaned. You say, listen to that calf.
Suck, I guess.
Anything else?
Chew, maybe? Suck, or whatever it is.
Okay, what about blade or ball?
Who?
Blade or ball?
No, I've never heard of it.
Okay. What about a calf? A cow that feeds back. The noise it makes. So the cow began to
chew its cud.
Well, not so much.
Moo.
Okay.
Moo.
Moo or low or
low. Yeah. There we go. We're sitting on fire again.
Well, what about a horse? The noise it makes.
Neigh. Whiny.
Ever heard knicker?
Knicker. Yeah.
Or talking about animals like that, horses, mules, cows, so forth, the general term for them, so you've got a lot of, you refer to them all as your...
Animals.
Okay, anything else? Well, say, let me ask you this, distinguishing them from animals like...
Pooh bear, you got to cut that out, I'm paying too much attention to you, I'm not listening to Marvin.
Talking about animals like chickens, turkeys, geese, guineas, you'd say you have a lot of...
A flock of fowl. Lot of fowl.
Right. Now, how would you distinguish those other animals from the fowl? You say you've got a lot of...
Well, you'd say animals, I think, and you'd say barnyard, you'd say you have a lot of hogs or have a lot of four-footed animals, maybe, you might say.
What would you use the word cattle to describe?
Cows and oxen, maybe.
What
also cows.
What about, if a person was talking about his stock?
His stock, okay, that's good. Yeah, that's a good word, stock.
As a general term.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Common, preferred.
What? Can you give a name for a chicken that's sitting on a nest of eggs trying to hatch them out? Call it a...
layer or hen. It's a... oh, Jesus. Brooding, I guess, or broody.
What about setting in?
Mm-hmm.
You want to say it for me?
Yep. Setting in.
Yesterday you mentioned a chicken coop. What would you... You've seen these big trucks, I know, taking live chickens to market.
Mm-hmm.
Those little things they put them in. What would you call those?
A little cage.
Just a cage. Would you ever call that a coop?
Yeah, it'd be a coop too, yeah.
Since we're talking about chicken...